Dawn, Dawn Buchanan, Buchanan, 9/17/78. Today, 7/15. Chief complaint: I'm swollen everywhere. Number one. Number two: I feel short of breath. Number three: my neck is swollen. Number four: I think my heart's failing because I'm swelling up. Number six: leg swelling. Number seven: leg pain due to swelling. Number eight: history of COVID. Number nine: recently received a shot of Decadron. Number 10: never picked up my steroids. Number 11: I'm taking. I just finished a course of antibiotic, but I'm still coughing. Number 12: I feel wheezy at nighttime. Our patient is a 43-year-old woman who's been through hell recently, period. In the paragraph earlier in July, her and her family were involved in a boating accident where her husband almost lost his right arm, period. In the paragraph, she's been dealing with that and subsequently developed COVID about a month ago, was treated with Paxlovid and steroids, came back in this Monday because she had cough and congestion. She wasn't retested for COVID, but was treated with Z-Pak, Medrol dose pack, and injection for steroids and Decadron. And it seemed like it was helping her. This was done on the 11th, by the way. At that time, she weighed about 140 pounds. But then she got up today with more cough, low-grade temperature, feeling like she's swelling up, abdominal pain, something is pushing out of my abdomen, she says. Her legs are swollen, her arm is swollen. I look like an elephant, in quotation, because her face is so swollen, which subsequently brought her to our office for further care, period. A paragraph, today she weighs about 146, has gained about 5 or 6 pounds. She does have a swollen face, almost looks almost like a moon face, maybe related to steroids. She also has swelling in the legs, leg swelling, arm pain, leg pain. She feels like short of breath. She does have a pooching area, in quotation, in the middle of the abdomen over the xiphoid process that comes and goes, period. A paragraph, patient turned up positive for COVID-19 and has had the following evaluation and investigation here in the office. Allergy, non-drug allergy medication. Just finished the course of Z-Pak. She never picked up the Medrol dose pack from Monday, and she received Rocephin and Decadron on Monday. Period. Family history. Mom died in an accident at an early age. Dad died of bone cancer with mets everywhere, in quotation. Social, she does smoke. She does drink occasionally. Her husband was just involved in a boating accident with the rest of her family in the boat when the motor hit a sandbank and tipped into the boat, and the propeller caused tremendous damage to her husband's arm. Immunization, never got her COVID immunization. She doesn't believe in that. Surgery, sinus surgery, tubal ligation, hysterectomy complete, and ear surgery, but hysterectomy with but the ovaries were left behind. Medical problems, gastroesophageal reflux, seasonal allergies, but she's not taking medication for blood pressure or any other issues at this time. She weighs 146 pounds, which we talked about that. With the changes noted above, 99%, 98, 16, 85, 113 over 56, heart positive, still lungs, few bronchi, few coarse breath sounds, no wheezing noted, abdomen is soft, there is a ventral hernia present that's easily reducible, there is no evidence of Murphy's sign, neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows a 1 plus edema. Good pulse is noted. Assessment number one, COVID-19 is definitely positive. Number two, she does have what looks like symptoms of sinus infection. She just finished a course of Z-Pak. We'll continue with 10 more days of Biaxin, 500 milligram twice a day. Next number, avoid Motrin, Advil, any type of anti-inflammatory. Next number, her renal function was totally negative a few weeks ago. Last time she had blood work done, which was on or about January of this year. Next time was recheck renal function. Next number, as we look, Paxlovid was added. And next number, Advil was added. Next number, as we look at her kidneys and abdomen today, kidneys, abdomen look normal. There's no hydronephrosis. There's no evidence of volume overload. There's no ascites. I see evidence of tiny stone in the gallbladder, 0.3 centimeter, sorry. But there's no evidence of Murphy's sign. Next number, her carotid is is within normal limits with no hemodynamically unstable lesion in face of vertigo. Next number, no sign of DVT or PVD noted in either extremities in face of anasarcoma and swelling. Next number, epigastric pain, most likely related to COVID, does not appear to be related to gallstones. Next number, the ventral hernia is related to her cough. It's easily reducible, which is concerned about. Next number, lymphadenopathy noted in her neck. Next number, ultrasound of the liver and spleen are within normal limits. Next number, findings were discussed with patient. Next number, patient was sent home with above medication. Next number, come back on Monday for recheck. Next number, COVID testing was positive, by the way. Next number, call me tomorrow if symptoms do not improve. Next number, add promethazine DM for cough, robitussin DM for cough. Avoid machine operating machinery. Next number, patient has low-dose hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, that she may take PR. Next number is avoid salt. Thank you.